Well, today was See You at the Poll, and that was an opportunity for students to stand at a flagpole in front of their school and say, I'm counting myself as different. Culture is moving one way, and I'm going to move another, and by me standing here, I'm saying, I'm aligning myself with Christ. I'm aligning myself with what he would have. Well, we look again at Elijah, and last time we talked, we read that first part of the verse, and then we move to the second part. But let's look at that first part again. Now Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word. Now there's some keys there. First of all, as the Lord the God of Israel lives. So that showed something. Elijah is convinced and confident in God's person. Living is the first word in the statement of Elijah in that text. It's an emphasis by its position, and it stresses his faith. So that's the first thing. Secondly, he says, before whom I stand. That says two things about Elijah. He's cognizant of God's presence and committed as God's representative. So he's resting in God's person, God's plan, and God's power and provision. And thirdly, when he says, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word, he's confident in God's promises. So he took a stand that day in front of Ahab. Today, there's so many opportunities to stand alone in the gap. And one time, a handful of brave students at Columbine High School took that stand. Loaded guns and the threat of death couldn't silence them. That's a modern-day Elijah. And you and I have an opportunity to take that stand. Well, what are some lessons that we can see from Elijah's example? First, God looks for special people at difficult times. See, God needed a special man to shine that light in the darkness of those days. But God doesn't find him in a palace or in a court. He doesn't find him walking around with his head down in the school of the prophets. He didn't even find him in the homes of ordinary people. God found him in, of all places, in this thing called Tishbe, a man who would stand the gap, who wouldn't be smooth or cool or slick. He had to be tough. God looked for somebody who had the backbone to stand alone, somebody who had the courage to say, that's wrong. Someone who could stand toe-to-toe with an idolater and proclaim, God is God. So how is your integrity today? And then God's methods are often surprising. He didn't raise up an army to destroy Ahab and Jezebel. Neither did he send some prince to argue his case or try to impress those royal majesties. Instead, God did something unimaginable. He chose somebody like Elijah. So right now, are you thinking, is there somebody better qualified than me to do this? Maybe you're the one who God wants to step out and say and do something different. And then thirdly, we stand before God. When we stand alone in that gap, actually we're standing before God. So when that call comes, will God find us ready and willing to stand for him? Is he going to find in us hearts that are completely his? Is he going to be able to say, oh yeah, that one's heart is completely mine. There's sufficient commitment there for me to use that life with Elijah. When the bell rings, are you ready?